Despite the dot-com debacle and technology stock slump, Silicon Valley remains the world's center for technological innovation and entrepreneurship. The Valley has changed over the years, and some insiders don't like what they see. They say the internet craze attracted too many people to the area who were more eager to get rich quick than they were to create useful technologies. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
About 100 entrepreneurs, investors, and high-tech executives are gathered by a pool and a grove of redwood trees in the backyard of a wealthy investor named Ron Conway.
How many of you have heard about parties at Ron Conway's house before?
Sandy Herz is the head of the Software Development Forum, which is hosting this event to honor technology visionaries. In recent years, the event has drawn Bill Gates, as well as the founders of Intuit, Yahoo, and eBay.
And it turns out that someone standing right where you're standing right now paid $650,000 to play a round of golf with Tiger Woods. And Warren Buffett was the caddy.
Despite the downturn in tech stocks, Silicon Valley is still the land of the very visible super rich. And not everyone in the crowd here is comfortable with that. Alan Cooper has been a programmer in Silicon Valley since its early days. He recently received one of these Technology Visionary Awards himself for creating an important programming language back in the 1980s. But Cooper says he found himself taken aback as he wandered around at this party.
As I walked around that beautiful backyard, I felt invisible. Even though I had my badge on that said I was a Visionary Award winner, and this was a party in honor of visionaries. I mean, some people came up and they made their perfunctory greetings to me, but all of the people at that party were talking to each other about their money. And so that's been the big change, is it used to be all about what are you doing? What technology are you accomplishing?
Cooper himself is an entrepreneur and says he likes making money and has a very comfortable life with a nice home and his own airplane. He says the Valley for a long time was able to retain a genuine intellectual enthusiasm for creating new technology, even as it became a major center of business and wealth creation. But he says that balance has shifted, especially in the past few years as the dot-com craze drew hordes of new arrivals to the area. He says many of them are just focused on money.
I like to refer to the people who came to Silicon Valley, I call them the 99ers. They're just like the 49ers 150 years ago who came to California seeking gold. And for the last 3 years, there have been a lot of very, very greedy people working incredibly hard to make a lot of money for themselves with little care about anybody or anything else. And many of them have made a lot of money. Many of them have also gone broke in the last year.
Some of what irks Cooper is a cultural shift. He says Northern California has come to feel more like Los Angeles with snarled freeways and lots of people showing off their wealth with Ferraris and Porsches. But he thinks the gold rush phenomenon has done some real damage, too.
There's been a lot of collateral damage. A lot of families have broken up. I've seen a lot of, you know, marriages go on the rocks due to the pressure. Housing values have gone up enormously in Silicon Valley, driving out diversity.
But Cooper's dislike for what he sees around him in the Valley is not shared by all his peers. Several Silicon Valley veterans showed up for a recent luncheon sponsored by the Entrepreneurs Foundation, a nonprofit group promoting philanthropy in the Valley. John Warnock, the founder of Adobe Systems, says he does not see any core change in values and doesn't think most people in the Valley these days are just interested in making a quick buck.
Well, I think over the last 6 months, the people who have had those more frivolous motivations have had their heads handed to them.
Having been in Silicon Valley over the years, Warnock says he's seen boom and bust cycles before.
You see these trends come and go, and you do see sort of this greed influence, but it typically is pretty short-lived. It's not a long-term thing. I think the strong companies and the surviving companies are the ones who are in it for the long haul. They're not in it for the quick buck.
This event also drew Bill Coleman, a co-founder of BEA Systems, who spoke about his recent decision to donate $250 million to create a cognitive disability research foundation. Pullman says he's also watched the Valley grow from its very beginnings 30 years ago, when it was just a couple of semiconductor startups surrounded by fruit orchards.
I mean, we're not talking about a place that's been around for 200 years. We're talking about a place that's gained its wealth, by and large, in the last 20 years. And of course, when you're young and you're still in a hurry, you look at things very myopically. But I think if you take the great span of history, how many people do you know that are world-class philanthropists before they're 50 or before they're 40? It's never happened before. I actually think it's moving in a very positive direction.
Many Valley insiders say the high-profile deaths of so many dot-coms is making investors here much more rigorous about weeding out the people just looking for easy money. Yogan Dalal is the founder of Claris Corporation and a venture capitalist at the Mayfield Fund.
What it'll really do is it'll allow those people who are true entrepreneurs to get the money as opposed to wannabe entrepreneurs. I've always used the metaphor that being an entrepreneur is like being a mountaineer. You climb a mountain because it's there, because it's a challenge, and because you really, really want to do something like that.
Alan Cooper, though, says he still feels increasingly like a stranger in what he sees as the more moneyed, ostentatious, and harried culture of Silicon Valley. But he says it's probably unrealistic to think that change wouldn't occur in the technology capital of the world, where so much wealth is created. Chris Arnold, NPR News, San Francisco.